Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicates to the nation Viringham International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport in Kerala, calls it a significant step forward in development of India's maritime infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi to inaugurate multiple development projects in Andhra Pradesh this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India's vision of becoming a developed nation by 2047 must be driven by technology as well as cultural identity. India and the European Union reaffirm to conclude free trade agreement by end of 2025. Heavy rain and thunderstorm lashed Delhi NCR, affecting normal life. 4 people killed in rain-related incidents. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans to take on Sunrisers Hyderabad in Ahmedabad this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated to the nation the Viringham International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport, which is the country's first semi-automated port. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said it is a significant step forward in the development of India's maritime infrastructure. He said the Viringham port is a great model of new age development and will bring great economic stability and benefits to the country and to Kerala.
देश के मैरिटाइम सेक्टर को नई ऊंचाई देने में प्राइवेट सेक्टर का भी अहम योगदान है. पब्लिक प्राइवेट पार्टनरशिप के तहत पिछले 10 वर्षों में हजारों करोड़ रुपए का निवेश हुआ है. इस भागीदारी से न केवल हमारे पोर्ट ग्लोबल स्टैंडर्ड पर अपग्रेड हुए हैं, बल्कि वो फ्यूचर रेडी भी बने हैं. प्राइवेट सेक्टर की भागीदारी से इनोवेशन और एफिशिएंसी दोनों को बढ़ावा मिला है.
The Prime Minister announced that the current transshipment at the Viringham port will increase threefold in the future. The Prime Minister visited the port's operations building and inspected the control systems.
हम न्यू एज डेवलपमेंट का सिंबल ये विजयम डीप वाटर सी पोर्ट है. मैं केरला के लोगों को, देश के लोगों को बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूँ. इस सी पोर्ट को 8,800 करोड़ रुपीज की लागत से तैयार किया गया है. अभी इस ट्रांसशिपमेंट हब की जो क्षमता है वो भी आने वाले समय में बढ़कर के 3 गुनी हो जाएगी. यहाँ दुनिया के बड़े मालवाहक जहाज आसानी से आ सकेंगे. जो पैसा बाहर जाता था वो केरला और विजयम के लोगों के लिए नई इकोनॉमिक अपॉर्चुनिटीज लेकर आएगा.
Addressing the event, Kerala Chief Minister Pinarayi Vijayan said the Viringham port has opened a gateway to the development potential of the third millennium. The major part of the phase one construction of the port was completed in December 2024. The port, which is the dream project of Kerala, is finally becoming a reality after a long wait of nearly 3 decades. The commissioning of Viringham port in Thiruvananthapuram marks a major event in Indian port history, placing Kerala on the global maritime map. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be visiting Vijayawada in Andhra Pradesh today to lay the foundation stone for the restart of construction work of the state capital Amaravati. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will also lay the foundation stone for road and railway projects in the state worth 58,000 crore rupees. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The Punaprarambam or restart of the construction works of the state capital Amaravati will be inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening in the presence of Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu, Deputy Chief Minister K. Pawan Kalyan, and over 4 lakh people who have gathered to witness this momentous occasion. The Prime Minister will arrive at Vijayawada International Airport at 3 p.m. and will proceed to Velagapudi in Amaravati for the inauguration event. The Prime Minister will also address the public on this occasion. The proposed greenfield capital Amaravati is beaming with excitement and enthusiasm as this event heralds a new era for the state of Andhra Pradesh, which is witnessing progress in the development of its state capital after a hiatus of 6 years. Farmers who voluntarily gave their land under the land pooling system for the capital express not only pride but also hope that Amaravati will become an engine of growth for the future of Andhra Pradesh. Sai Sichla for Akashvani News, Vijayawada.
The Global Media Dialogue kicked off this morning at the Jio World Convention Center in Mumbai as part of the Waves Summit 2025. The event marks a significant milestone in the country's engagement with the global media and entertainment landscape. The four-day Waves Summit, which began yesterday, was inaugurated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The Global Media Dialogue is being organized by the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting with support from the Ministry of External Affairs. Speaking at the inaugural session, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said, technology and tradition must go hand in hand. Dr. Jaishankar said India's vision of becoming a developed nation by 2047 must be driven by technology but grounded in cultural identity.
In many ways, technology can strengthen awareness of our vast heritage and deepen consciousness about it, especially for younger generations. We also bear in mind that innovation is key to the leapfrogging that will create a developed India by 2047.
On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said globally the media and entertainment industry is valued at around $3 trillion US dollars.
Globally, the media and entertainment industry is valued around $3 trillion US dollars. But its true value goes far beyond the numbers. The true value lies in the empathy that it creates, in the ideas that it conveys, and in the future that it helps us imagine.
Over 60 countries are participating in the event with delegations from across Asia, Europe, Africa, and the Americas. Now we go over live to our correspondent, Jeevan Bhavsar, covering the Waves Summit. Jeevan, take us through the major highlights of the Global Media Dialogue.
Well, sir, delegates from the 25 countries have participated in the Global Media Dialogue. All delegates spoke on the promoting open and fair trade practices in the media and entertainment sector, exploring ethical use of AI, commitment to prevent misinformation, maintaining media integrity, and promoting responsible journalism. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Information Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav are chairing the dialogue. IB Minister will also hold bilateral meetings with senior ministers from the 10 countries, including UK, Russia, Egypt, Bhutan, Bahrain, and Indonesia. At the end of the dialogue, Waves Declaration will be released, which will lay down a framework for sustainable development, inclusiveness, and global cooperation in media and entertainment sector. Well, sir.
Thank you, Jeevan, for bringing us those details. The National Stock Exchange today launched Nifty Waves Index. A total of 43 companies from media and entertainment sector will be part of this index. Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis and NSE's MD and CEO Ashish Kumar Chauhan were present on the occasion. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Minister of Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal and European Commissioner for Trade and Economic Security Maroš Šefčovič have reaffirmed their shared resolve to conclude the Inter-European Union Free Trade Agreement FTA by the end of 2025. During a key meeting held in Brussels, Belgium yesterday, both sides engaged in a forward-looking and substantive dialogue to address global trade challenges. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal described the dialogue as highly productive, noting that the meeting focused on enhancing market access for businesses, promoting trusted and diversified supply chains, and deepening the partnership to drive the growth of both economies. President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço, arrived in New Delhi this morning on a three-day state visit to India. He was accorded a special welcome and received by Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, at the airport. Mr. Lourenço is accompanied by a high-level delegation, including several ministers, senior officials, business houses and media. President Lourenço will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourts of Rashtrapati Bhavan tomorrow. He will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu, who will host a banquet in honour of the visiting dignitary. Besides, President Lourenço will have delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who will also host a luncheon in his honour. Australia's Prime Minister Anthony Albanese campaigned in his Conservative opponent, Peter Dutton's constituency, on the final day of the campaign before tomorrow's election. Meanwhile, two opinion polls showed that Australia's centre-left Labour government is likely to retain power in a close-run national election. All published opinion polls show Albanese's centre-left Labour ahead of the Conservative Liberal National Coalition on a two-party preferred basis election. Both major parties have focused on cost of living pressures and high housing costs, but polls show that global uncertainty driven by Trump's stop-start tariffs rapidly became a top issue for voters during the campaign. Delhi and its adjoining areas woke up to heavy rainfall and thunderstorm this morning. Although it brought much-needed respite from the heat spell, the rains also led to waterlogging, uprooting of trees and traffic disruptions. A woman and her three children died while her husband was injured after a tree fell on a tube well room built on a farm in Karkari Canal village in Dwarka area. The Delhi airport has said there is some impact on flight operations due to adverse weather conditions, and all stakeholders are working together to ensure a seamless and efficient passenger experience. It has urged passengers to contact their airlines for the latest flight updates. Meanwhile, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta visited Majnu Katila this morning to inspect waterlogging issues. Talking to media, Mrs. Gupta said clear instructions have been given to all officers to identify places where waterlogging is occurring across Delhi and to ensure a solution.
इन अव्यवस्थाओं को ठीक करने के लिए सरकार पूरी तरीके से तत्पर है, सड़कों पे अधिकारी काम कर रहे हैं, प्रशासन दुरुस्त है और समय के साथ-साथ इन सारी व्यवस्थाओं को ठीक करना हमारी जिम्मेदारी है.
The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a yellow alert for the national capital with forecast of heavy rainfall, thunderstorms and gusty winds over the next 2 days. Talking to Akashwani News DG Meteorology in IMD, Dr. Mrityunjay Mahapatra said similar conditions are expected over various parts of the country, including north, northwest and northeastern regions, during the next 2 to 3 days.
Under the influence of the western disturbance, northeast India is experiencing rain and thunderstorms associated with squally winds, gusty winds, lightning. This activity will continue till 5th of this month, where you can have light to moderate rainfall activity accompanied with thunderstorms, hailstorms in isolated places, squally winds and gusty winds. And these areas include Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, North and East Rajasthan, West Madhya Pradesh and adjacent areas, Uttar Pradesh.
The Punjab government has decided to convene a special session of the Vidhan Sabha on the 5th of this month to discuss the issue of releasing water to Haryana. In a statement, it said the state government will bring a special resolution on the water issue in this special session. Today, an all-party meeting was called by the Chief Minister Bhagwant Singh Mann in Chandigarh to discuss the issue. In IPL cricket, Gujarat's Titans will take on Sunrisers Hyderabad at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Last night, Mumbai Indians defeated Rajasthan Royals by 100 runs at Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading in positive territory in a volatile afternoon trade today. The 30-share BSE Sensex rose over 369 points to 80,612, and NSE Nifty 50 added 47 points to 24,381 when reports last came in. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange was trading mixed. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicates to the nation Viringham International Deepwater Multipurpose Seaport in Kerala, calls it a significant step forward in development of India's maritime infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi to inaugurate multiple development projects in Andhra Pradesh this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India's vision of becoming a developed nation by 2047 must be driven by technology as well as cultural identity. India and the European Union reaffirm to conclude free trade agreement by end of 2025. Heavy rain and thunderstorm lash Delhi NCR affecting normal life. 4 people killed in rain-related incidents. And in IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans to take on Sunrisers Hyderabad in Ahmedabad this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.